Good morning. This is Gabe Peterman.
And Jeff Helgren. Welcome to NPR for the Soft Hour.
Today we'll be talking about the pros and cons of social media on our society.
So today we're going to be starting off with the pros, such as anonymity, 24/7 availability, and also just general connection with the people around you.
For anonymity, people can safely discuss without having to show who they really are.
Yes, and that's a big thing because, you know, and it leads people to be able to open up without having feelings of anxiety or embarrassment with showing their true self or their true worries or anxieties or things that might, tickle their brain a little bit, you know what I mean?
It allows them to feel safe. They can share what they want to share and share what they don't need to share, or just keep it to themselves and not have to show them, open up people around them, or if they want, they can open up to the people around them.
Yeah, and, you know, it's really great for just building your self-esteem, you know, especially a lot of people, they're feeling down, and they find a lot of great support over the internet.
The 24/7 availability, social media has interaction, like, on the spot, and also with connection.
Oh, yeah, you know, people can connect with people on the other side of the world, and people that they just haven't seen in years, and it's all due to the internet. You know, some people we can't see face-to-face, but you get on the good old internet, you get on Instagram or Twitter, you can just reconnect with those people and share with those people.
Kind of like our teacher, Mr. Voss, did with some of you.
And now we're going to be transitioning into the cons. You know, there are a lot of pros, but there are also some negative things that we do need to look out for. You know, such as, for one thing, addiction. You know, social media is seen as almost like a drug, you know, and it's not listed in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders when online gaming addiction is, in fact, on the list. Now, should social media addiction be on the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders? What do you think?
I believe so. I believe that it has the same impact as online gaming, and it could be even more addictive by the scrolling and just being able to see everyone's mood, you know. Another con is loss of social skills. People can get used to not interacting face-to-face.
Yeah, absolutely, and that can, in the long run, it can make it harder for them to, you know, do job interviews and get a job, and also just collaborate and work well with others.
And also, it can also affect the development and how to maintain a relationship.
You know, one of the big topics that we don't really talk about too often here or enough is the self-esteem issues that can come from social media. Sure that people can build up your self-esteem, but a lot of people, you know, deal with cyberbullying and people just bringing others down. You know, you hate to see it, but it is out there. And also just sometimes seeing other people's success being shared so widely on social media can make a person feel inferior or make them think less of themselves.
And this is wrapping up the Soft Hour. This has been Gabe Peterman.
And Jeff Helgren. And just remember, social media is about moderation. You can use it and you can use the advantages that come with it, but make sure you don't get consumed in the wild virtual world of social media.
Thank you. And goodbye.